B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
So aggravated last segment. I forgot to tell you about something happy. The football pool. Yes. I love the football pool. The Fanatic football pool giveaway. It's a football field shaped baby pool that we're filling with cash and prizes. I tell you all the time that you got to listen at 8 a.m., at noon, at 4 p.m., and at 8 p.m. And if you're the fifth caller, any of those times, you're going to win right on the spot $100 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Then, all the hosts will give you a question, a simple football trivia question. You get it right, then you're in the grand prize, and you're in the drawing. You're in the running to win the Fanatic football pool and everything in it. Are you ready? How about this? Just added to the pool. A Poulin Pro PR 121-inch snowblower from Paul B. Moyer & Sons. How about that? The snowblower, baby. Also in the pool, you got $1,000 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. You got a year's supply of snacks from Hers Snack Foods. You got a Pizzique Round Barbecue and Fire Pit Kit from Landis Block. That's nice. I need one of those deals. You got a mini helmet signed by Peter LaViolette. You got the Ted 2 teddy bear. You got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Where's the Godfather game? That's gone? Somebody stole it already?
I would hope not.
It's not in here. Don't worry. Listen, this Fanatic pool is awesome. Right? Presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 215-263-0975. Fifth caller. And you'll get the question. You win the honey, and you'll get the question.
Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
How did him get a job?
Cat, I love it. Cats. That's awesome.
Kind of scares you a little bit, right?
Yeah, it does. I love Pete.
Yep.
Pete will always be a favorite.
Yes. Oh, my God, 100%.
I'm so aggravated. Let me ask you a question. Why was Doug aggravated? Do you understand why? Why was he aggravated?
My only guess would be because he's heard it since Sunday. Right? The Sunday press conference, day after press conference, Wednesday's press conference, and then today about how the offensive line struggled. And, you know, he's probably heard it four different times, and maybe he just didn't want to hear it anymore.
You have it?
The quote? Hold on.
You got it. Get it for those people just tuning in. I just don't know why he freaking out. Hey, Doug, you didn't have to watch the Phillies bullpen last night all week. All right? That's his only excuse, is that if he was watching the Phillies and had to deal with yet again. Are you kidding me? That they would blow another one? It's unfathomable that they would blow another one. But let's take a listen to Doug, old chesty and chippy.
Hey, Doug, Washington had a lot of success blitzing against you guys last week, and I think there's sort of an obvious leap to maybe that was connected to having an inexperienced offensive line. Is that what you expect from the Rams this week? And is, you know, it's only been one game, but how is their defense different than it was under Wade?
Can I ask you a question?
You want me to give away the game plan again?
No. How do you? And this is probably I'm getting off the subject. But when you see teams that blitz, and you always imply that it's an offensive line issue, where does that come from?
Well, I'm not saying that is the case, but I'm saying that's the leap that people would make.
That was the question.
You have an inexperienced
on the offensive line. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I'm saying that I think that the leap from people is because you have an inexperienced offensive line that defense is blitzed. You can tell me that that's not the case. Maybe it was on the running backs. Maybe it was on the quarterback.
Yeah. I will tell you that. Some of it is on the quarterbacks. Some of it is on the running backs. Tight ends are in protection. You know, so it's hard to honestly answer the question. And because teams, you know, for instance, Jim Schwartz.
This is stupid. This is silly. What's the sigh about?
That's my favorite part.
All right, Holmes. You got to talk to you. Just go beat the Rams, all right? Just go beat the Rams. Coming up, I got to give you the schedules, Phillies.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, we broke glass, you know.
Yes.
Let me get Mike in Flower Town up. Mikey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
What's happening, bud?
I've talked to you in a long time. You got to settle down a little bit, you know.
Why?
I can't stand the analytics. I hate analytics. I was a Phillies fan for 60 years and an Eagles fan for 65 years, and the analytics drive me nuts. And I checked out of baseball when Utley and Rollins were traded to the Dodgers, you know, and then they brought the analytics guy in. I said, you know what? So what you have to do is you have to stop watching it, you know, but I happened to tune in. Yeah, but you know what? We don't have any relief pitchers for the Phillies. No. And the other thing is, with the Eagles, they played a really good first half, you know? And now you're probably going to argue with me because there's no preseason, but this week they should do a lot better, you know? And
I hope. I don't know that I can call the preseason, no preseason, a crutch. I mean, the Washington preseason
used to have four games and make around.
Right, right.
And
no,
you know what? All those when Carson Wentz there was no running game. So how could you have any your passing game, but there's no running game. So,
well,
what's that all about? You know.
And listen, Mike, thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call. But, you know, when you have offensive line troubles, oh, hey, sorry, Doug's going to freak out when you blame the offensive line. If you have O-line issues, it's hard to run the ball, right? A little bit. But I can't go preseason as an excuse.
I saw some other teams play pretty well without a preseason.
I mean, I don't want to hear that. By the way, they started out well. So, I don't know. That flies. I've been hearing that now. Well, no, you know, preseason. Huh? Wasn't it supposed to give the Eagles an advantage because you had the same coach quarterback?
Yeah, that's what we heard all week long leading up to it. I believed in it.
So did I. You got a young quarterback like Haskins. You got a first-year coach, at least in that
team.
City. I don't know. I mean, I thought you would have the advantage.
Yeah, I thought so, too. So there's 32 teams in the NFL, right? So 16 teams struggled last week because they didn't have a preseason. The other 16 were fine.
They have to win. I, you know what? I don't think I could handle another loss. He's right. He told me to calm down.
You get chesty. If they lose, you will get more chesty Doug, too.
I don't like chesty. It's unbecoming. He's a great dude. Be the great guy you are. The chesty Doug, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you're like gosh golly Doug.
Yeah. Nice, friendly Doug is good Doug. Showing chesty Doug, it's unbecoming. It really is. I mean, because here's the problem. You're not a good enough coach to be arrogant. Nobody is except Belichick. All right? If you're that good and you win all those, all right, go ahead, Mr. Genius. but that's not who you are. You're a nice guy. Be the nice guy. Right? Right or wrong?
You're right.
Thank you.
You're 100% right.
All right. All for that. Let's try to give away, well, let's give away $100 and let us hopefully put someone in the running for the grand prize, shall we?
This is the Fanatic Football Pool.
All right, the Fanatic Football Pool. We give the question. Let's meet our contestant from the fighting city of Wilmington, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Ant. How you doing?
Good, brother. I'm glad you got in, man.
Yeah, man. Excited.
Awesome. Very cool, brother. Very cool. So you got the $100 cash.
Nice.
And now we got to get you in the running for all the goodies inside the baby pool. All right?
Let's do it.
Now, you will get this question correctly. I know that I would bet on you whatever $2 I would have to my name would go on you. All right?
You give me the pressure.
Who is the Eagles' all-time leader in sacks?
Reggie White.
Yes, correct. My $2 is safe. Way to go, baby.
Awesome, man.
You're the man, brother. I knew you wouldn't joke.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Chesty Doug.
Chesty Doug. What's that about, Mike? Chesty Doug.
I don't know, man. I just don't want him to turn into an arrogant, you know, Chip Kelly.
I know. I don't either. It's unbecoming. It's not cool because that's not who he is. He's a good dude, right? Being a good guy, you are.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh golly, Doug.
Right, right. Anyway, you are in the running right now and all kinds of great prizes. Snow blower, the fire pit, the barbecue, $1,000, the chips. I mean, you got all kinds of goodies, man.
So nice.
Hopefully you win. Hold on, Mikey. All right, buddy?
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Very cool. It's a nice, they're adding prizes all the time, too. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Fanatic Football Pool presented by Barks Casino and Sportsbook. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Yeah, Mike brings up a great point about Chesty Doug. You hear him? He goes, I hope he doesn't turn into an arrogant guy.
Yeah, because we like Doug, Mr. Nice Doug.
Yeah, man.
Listen, but here's the thing. He's only arrogant when, and you said it earlier, when it seems like he's feeling insecure. Like when he's winning, he's such a nice guy, right?
Right.
But as soon as he loses, he can't go, hey, you know, we made a mistake here and there. No, it's, I know, you don't, I'm right, you're wrong, I played, you didn't, I coach, you don't.
Right. Yeah, I don't hear that. Take that down the street. Why? Because you had in your life, it went like this for you. 7-7-7 on the slot machine of life. Please. Buddy of mine on a text board says this, and this guy's a sharp guy. He says, Doug is linking it on Carson. And he went, going back to my point, he don't like him.
I didn't take away that he linked it on Carson. I think he did do the whole, there was a lot of people that were to blame, especially for 8 sacks. And we said it, like you and I said it on Monday. I said it, we were texting about it on Sunday. I said it during the postgame. There were a lot of those sacks that Carson Wentz.
One of them was obvious. Right. Right.
Carson Wentz could have avoided. So Doug is right to put blame on a little bit of everyone. But there is that weird feeling, like, does he feel a certain type of way about Carson? You just go back to the Seahawks. You know, I got to see the tape if it was a cheap shot. No, dude, have your boys back. He's your franchise quarterback. Listen, have his back.
This is what makes no sense. He freaks out over that stupid question over the offensive line. Benign, not stupid. It was a benign question. over the offensive line in a blitz.
Freaks out. You heard him. And let me ask you a question.
What he's doing is he's having his O-line's back, right?
Yes.
And to your point, hey, how about having your quarterback's back once? I swear to you, do you remember him ever giving a public, like a PDA to Carson?
No.
Ever?
The only time is just the...
You ever remember him, like, you know...
He's our franchise quarterback. Maybe that's about it. Like when Nick Foles was still here.
Yeah, but you ever hear him gush?
No, I didn't hear a gush. I've never heard a gush, Carson.
A gush?
That's it. I don't know, Wayne. I mean, I ever since that Seahawks press conference following the Seahawks game, that was the first thing that stood out to me. I remember doing postgame that night with Jamie, and I was waiting to hear from Doug to say something about Clowney. And when he didn't say anything about Clowney and said, I have to see the tape of the play. Listen, dude, you just got eliminated from the playoffs, so it's not like you're going to get in trouble. Like, who cares if you get fined, right? You got to have your quarterbacks back there. And he didn't. And now it gets to the point where my ears are up every time a conversation about Carson comes up with Doug Peterson. And you're right. I never hear him say anything glowing about Carson. He says he's a good quarterback, but he never, you know, he's my guy. He and I are going to win.
Like, you never get that, like...
Unless he has this conversation before the season started. And I bring this up because I was watching ESPN the other day. I don't know if you saw Bruce Arians. Apparently, people think there's already, you know, a rift between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. And I forget who it was on ESPN or it was the NFL Network. I forget who it was, but it was a former player that said, listen, sometimes there are conversations behind closed doors where Bruce Arians says, hey, Tom, I got to call you out here, blah, 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 blah. I hope, you know, I'm just giving you a heads up. So maybe Doug and Carson are on the same page behind the scenes where he goes, listen, I'm going to back up the younger players. Because even that interception, the John Hightower, Doug didn't really blame Hightower. He said, you know, we got to make a better play on that. But instead of going, yeah, Carson made the right throw, John Hightower just didn't make the right read coming back.
Are we really to believe? Like, seriously, I always put that, like, it comes up organically. I don't write it in as a topic. I don't.
Right.
I mean, I slough it off all the time because, I mean, it makes no sense to me that that Doug would not love Carson. But that makes no sense to me. I can't imagine a world where he doesn't love his franchise quarterback. I can't. But I understand where people come to that conclusion because there's not an overt... Today we're talking about Carson, right? Into that game. Now, he was not good in the whole thing. But he was pretty good for the first quarter and a half. And, you know, Carson wasn't the one who didn't play DeSean Jackson. Right.
Right.
Not to mention the state of the offensive line, the running back, the play call, and all that stuff. But he's quick to blame the quarterback. I don't know. I resist it, but people bring it up all the time.
Carson's a bully, man.
Gabriel.
Heard that.
Now, coming up, I got to read you this. It's probably not the time to do it and have the conversation. But I got to read the text board. Because this is what people are thinking right now. And it has to do with if you had to choose. I'll give it to you coming up. We got a couple open lines. You want to join in? Oh, Black Gritty on the line. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Are you kidding me? Oh, this Carson's a bully thing. Get the hell out of here. Are you nuts?
You ran Mike Rowe out of town,
stop,
man.
Stop. That's just nonsense, man. He
took his lunch money.
It's just so stupid.
You know, he tied his shoes together.
This is the NFL. There's no such thing as bullying. It's the NFL.
He flicked Mike Rowe in the ear.
my God. All right, let's talk about Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem. Let's take a look at the Parks app. Don't forget, download the Parks app. And here it is, the sports book's right in front of you. Go to parkscasino.com/PA, use code Fanatic. I'll tell you about an incredible offer where you get a free $50. But looking at the app, I'm looking at Birds plus one.
Wow.
What a weird line that is. That they're plus one at home. They got to win. They got to win. Got to win. All right. There's a couple games I do like. We will go over all the games at 1 o'clock. And, yeah, you can use your free $50 to bet on one of them. So that's what Parks Casino is doing. Just download the app, sign up for it, and they're going to give you a free $50 bet. You don't have to put any money in the account. They'll give you the free $50 bet. So check it out. That offer ends 11:59 p.m. Monday. So just remember that. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app. You got to be 21. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Say what you just said to me.
Oh, my delicious dinner last night? Yeah, more chili right out of the fridge. Didn't heat it up.
You ate that. It looked like chocolate ice cream. And you got the spoon and you were digging into the bowl.
Oh, it was a plastic spoon, so it wasn't working too well.
All right. Chili, you're supposed to eat chili. You could eat with any kind of ladle, right? Like, you don't need any kind of girth to the spoon. It looked like it looked like ice cream.
It's like your Corpulese tomato pie. I can eat it hot, I can eat it room temperature, or I can eat it cold.
You can't eat anything hot. You're weird. Who eats chili cold?
When we first made it, I ate it hot. I just only had one bowl.
You make me want to throw up.
And then I ate more cold the next day.
You do. Make me want to throw up. That's just the nastiest.
Nah, you just got to try. I can't hate till you try it.
By the way, how good is football?
Last night was amazing.
Forget about anything else. Watching that game last night, I was like, and you know, Thursday night games used to be horrible.
Yep, they've gotten a lot better.
I was like, and this is the Browns and the Bengals. And I was like, I enjoyed it.
I wonder what it is, because in recent years, I would go back 2 years ago and then a lot last year, and then you just saw it last night. The Thursday night games, points have been up. It used to be like the final score was 10-3 or 17-10. And I don't know why that would have changed so drastically, because last night, I mean, both teams put up over 30, or no, the Browns at 35, and the Bengals were right there in the high 20s. Remember last year we had that Rams game where both teams scored 40-plus points. The Chiefs scored 40-plus points. I don't know what changed. I don't know if coaching changed. Maybe they just focus more on offense and they just do base defenses. Like, I don't know what it is, but points have gone up on Thursday nights.
Whatever it was, I was looking forward to watching Burrow.
Yep.
I was looking forward. I just was into the game. Like, football, it's just such a great sport. I'm mastering the obvious here, but it was just the best.
Yeah, it was great. Yes. So I'm going to try to look up the Thursday night football scores by year, because I swear that's what it is. The points have just gone up.
I don't know. I think it's the fact that you got Buck and Aikman.
That helps. How about Joe Buck?
Oh, HOF, man.
Congrats to Joe Buck.
Yeah, it's cool. Very cool. HOF for Joe. He deserves it. Yes, he's an HOF guy.
That was cool what the NFL did, too, or the NFL Network.
Yeah.
They, you know, played the little thing and he found out in the booth. That's cool.
Aikman's fantastic, too.
Yeah. He didn't cry, though.
No.
He cried for Jimmy Johnson last year.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, let's go to these streets. Find out what they're saying where the man, Black Gritty, is on the streets.
Yo, Cuz, can we get a collection and get him an extra bowl? The fact that he's using it because he only got one bowl sounds weird to me. I don't know, Tunis. You only got one bowl, Black, you said?
No, BG, though. He it's cold. It's so cold, it's coagulated, right? So it's so cold that it's like ice cream, and he's got to eat it where you're getting digging the spoon in to get it like it's ice cream, but it's chili.
I mean, you see he's a dry guy, right? He's a dry individual. These are kind of things he's got to do to excite himself. He's got to shock his system to feel, you know.
I got multiple bowls. They're just all in the fridge.
See, that's how the young Thundercat lives. You know what I mean? He out here lives like a caveman.
Thundercat. Thundercat. Pre-fire, man.
Pre-fire.
Things taste good over fire.
It sure does. I'm just out of nuked it or something. You ain't got a microwave or a magnifying glass. And the sun, something, bro. You gotta warm that thing up.
He's microwaving the sun. The microphone glass is awesome.
We gotta do it. Zach, I was calling in because I heard you say Carson. I think Carson's a thug. I think Carson is an alpha male quarterback, and Doug is a B-list backup guy. That's why he loved, you know, Foles so much, because he's a B guy. Foles out there like, I don't get $22 million. I'll just sit on the bench. It's okay. Like, it's all right. And Doug is out here beating people ice cream. But when he goes and looks at Carson, Carson's like, look, I'm tired of this BS. Everybody loving up on this dude. I'm the selection. I'm the franchise. Help me. Get me some help. Y'all ain't doing nothing for me. Got my wide receivers talking trash about me. I feel like they're butting heads somewhere. Because Carson doesn't throw the ball away. Doug's not calling plays to help him. Sunday, I better see some screens. I better see some three-step drops. Because I'm trying to figure out whose fault it is. Is it play calling or is it Carson not doing what he's supposed to do? Because right now there's a whole lot of what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I need three-step drops. I need screens. I need rollouts. I want to see this coach. And then if Carson doesn't follow through, like throw away the ball for once in his career, which I've never seen him do, then I can start assessing things. But we need this win because it might fix a little bit of the problem, but I don't know about it. Donovan ain't never had a sack on the
team. So let me ask you a question. So do you think they're just wrong for each other?
That's what it's starting to feel like to me. I don't even know if the ownership believes in Doug. He's not allowed to pick his own people. I got 19 offensive assistants right now, and the offense doesn't look any different. So what's the point in hiring all these dudes and he still just doesn't make adjustments at halftime? I don't know, bro. I feel like something's wrong. Something is wrong, and it starts with those guys. It starts with Carson and Doug, and then it goes up to Howie and Lori, because there's a lot of problems up there at the top level, besides the offensive line being abysmal. You know, we got to deal with that. But, I mean, just the play calling. We got five gurus. Where's the adjustments at halftime? Same old Doug. You know what I mean? Nobody tell him, hey, bro, let's not go for fourth right here. Like, I don't know, dude. It's just a mess. And the only way we're going to right this ship in the city without it burning down is getting a win. Because if we don't get a win, everything gets worse. Everything gets worse.
Wow. I Anthony, that Phillies bullpen, man, it's like the whole world. Our whole world is crumbling.
Let me tell you something real quick.
It's the apocalypse.
Let me tell you something. I need Jimmy Butler to beat Boston because I hate Boston so much. Then I need the Lakers or Denver, whoever it is, to beat the Heat. Because yes. I can't have... Another.
No.
I can't have Jimmy Butler winning a championship on this.
He can't be Bubbles Butler. No, I agree. It can't be Bubbles Butler.
And I'm fully upset with just Philadelphia in general. I look at the Heat. Pat Riley's been through three generations of winning teams and changing team and doing this and that. Like, we don't have good ownership. And we lucked that guy in the Super Bowl. Thank the Lord. But I mean, just overall, the ownership, the gyms that we get in this town, I don't know what's in the water. I don't know what's wrong, but we got to fix something. At least flies are on the come up. I love you, cuz. Chudas, get a magnifying glass and go visit the sun.
Two times! Give me two times! It's Black Gritty!
Two times! Oh, yeah! Three
times! How about it? Black Gritty! It feels good playing the Flyers two times again, don't it? I miss the Flyers.
I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent?
I mean, they're not playing.
You don't miss the Flyers?
Well, I miss them. I'm still extremely disappointed about Game 7.
That's great. But, you know, I miss them.
But I'm not like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Nah, a song means more to me mid-season. Following a win. Does bring a little smile to my face.
Dude, we got nothing in this town, man. You kidding me?
We
We got that stinking bolt back.
We got the pigpen hoedown.
They have tortured us. That's, you wonder why, you know, the expression when, you know, depression, you're in the throes of blackness, right? Like everything is dark and you're morose. And I can only attribute that to the Phillies bullpen. Because otherwise, Football Friday, I want to get excited. Oh, it's one game, like one game. Instead, we have this melodrama with Doug and Carson, and I got to give you these text board messages. First, let's go to Scotty in Hawaii. Scott, you're in Hawaii?
I am.
What part?
I'm on Oahu.
Oh, that's
lovely. I moved out here for a job about 2 months ago.
Oh, fantastic. You love it or what?
Well, not really, because the island is locked down. It's been locked down for weeks. Because the governor and the mayor are just horrendous human beings.
Oh, no. So it's all, you're all shut down?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's the most stringent lockdown in the country. And the COVID rate is 0.4%.
Oh, my God. Can you at least go to the beach?
No, you cannot. That's not true. You could go to the beach, but like I have four kids, and they're all little. So I could take one of my kids, but the other three can't go.
Oh my God, that's hard.
And I can only go on the water. I can't go on the beach.
And is this only in Hawaii?
I live on the beach. It's all the island.
Oh my God. Well, the good thing is you got something to look forward to. It's going to get better.
At least I get to watch. I would say I'm happy that I get to watch the Eagles, but I saw that game up big and it was just.
Oh. No, I know. That was frustrating. Does the game come on at what time? 7? What time?
7 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. How weird is it?
I'm 6 hours behind you.
Yeah, how weird is it going through, you know, having your first football Sunday last week?
It was weird because it was getting up at 7. You know, I'm up already because the kids are up. You know, you have little kids
that
are up.
Yeah.
So it's not that big a deal. You have something to do before that 1 o'clock game. Like, you go out, get stuff done. Like, you're just up. And
right.
The game's on. And then the prime time is over at like 5:20, 5:30, and that's your day.
Yeah, that's strange. That's a bit strange.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
But listen, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun once the restrictions lift. I was in Kauai. I love that Kauai. It's beautiful. Oahu's beautiful. At least you got that to look forward to.
Look, it's beautiful, like driving home from work every day, and all I see is the ocean and the sun, and I'm not complaining. It's just
it's time to
lift these restrictions and get business back to the islands because they're hurting big time.
It's their main
attraction.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's rough. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, and then you're being tortured by these three teams, too.
So the reason I called, and I know it's probably off topic, but I really think the problems with these three teams, I mean, obviously the Phillies, Klentak and McPhail have to go. They are poison.
Right.
Elton Brand is turning the corner to poison because if they're talking to D'Antoni about the coaching job, I mean, that's going nowhere. And then
I don't know. I'm going to ask you, just have an open mind with D'Antoni.
They have no shooters. Who are they going to?
Listen. I'm with you, but here's the thing. I think D'Antoni's smart enough to build his offense around his players.
Okay, maybe.
So,
and then the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about Doug anymore. I think 17 was lightning in a bottle, but the bigger problem is the GM. You have a draft from 2017 where you have nothing. 18, not great. I don't know about 19 yet, obviously, and 20, you know, who knows. But a whole year of to show nothing from a draft is an enormous problem. And they can't sign good free agents. They're always hurt. I think you got to start taking a hard look at why Howie's still here.
Well, the only thing is that I hear you, and there were some mistakes that were made, but you paid for Carson, right? I mean, part of the draft comes from paying for Carson.
What if Carson's not the guy?
Yeah, but I can't hold that against Howie. I mean, I
well, no.
You know what I mean? I love Carson.
It's a franchise-altering. Listen, I'm not saying he's not the guy, but what if he's not? That's a franchise-altering.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, you're 100% right. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm scared to think about that. Because if he's not the guy, forget about it.
What you said made a lot of sense. I agree with you that maybe Doug and Carson aren't meant to be together. Because you notice, Doug loves running those RPOs. That's not Carson. He doesn't play to Carson's strengths ever. And I don't understand why.
I hear you. It certainly feels that way. It's weird with those two. I don't know. I assume, and again, I'm assuming that they love each other and, you know, they get along and, you know, the whole thing. But it's just weird when you hear them talk. There's not that love thing that's there. I don't know. Again, it's just we're not inside with those two, so who knows? But I'll tell you, Scotty, what a pleasure it was to talk to you. So,
same here.
Listen, good luck on the adventure, and do me a favor.
Thank you.
Call from time to time. I want to hear about. I want to live vicariously through you.
Okay, you got it. I'll be your live correspondent.
I love it. Thank you, Scotty. Have you ever been?
No, I've not.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, something I would honestly love to do.
The thing about Hawaii is those islands, the big island. It's amazing. It's that when you're driving, it's beach and water.
Right.
Like you're driving around the island, right? So you just see water everywhere. And I don't know if some people might get, you know, that
freaked out by
that whole island kind of phobia. But I loved it. Again, just vacation, but it's be interesting. I don't know. I don't know about living there, but it would be, I could do it for a while.
The island phobia. So my honeymoon was at St. Lucia, and we did a catamaran tour, and it took us to the big volcano that's there. And they started telling us the stories about the volcano, and the last time it erupted, it took out the entire, like, everyone died on the island. Like, this was in, like, the 1800s, and I was like, what am I leaving?
No, you didn't.
It was like a...
Why, in the back of your mind, your whole honeymoon?
No.
You're thinking about the eruption?
No, it was like
You're thinking getting lava?
It was that day. I was like...
So you hate everything about anything hot, you hate?
Yes. No, I mean, it was like that moment. I was like, huh, that would suck.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless you got to go. Nobody wants to go swimming in lava.
No.
It's not fun.
No.
You know, I hear you.
I was like, all right. Okay.
All right, let me read you these text board comments. And again, these aren't goofballs, right? These are, you know, sharp people. I don't know. And I want to get your opinion and the people's opinion before I come up with an answer here.
Okay.
Carson and Doug are like oil and water. Doug's system doesn't fit Carson's. Doug's offense doesn't work with the RPOs, like AKA Foles. Could Hurts be the guy he wants? Doug is running the wrong offense that doesn't play to Carson's strengths. Does he want to bring in Hurts to groom? Doug's career as a backup quarterback and a clipboard holder makes him look at Wentz's God-given talent with spite and jealousy. Now, I don't believe that. I think that's too... I don't believe he looks... I don't.
All right, can I... I feel like we're overreacting a little bit with the Carson and Doug thing, because I go, well, what happened in 2017 when he threw for over 30 touchdowns? And I know we talk about 2017 being this incredible, maybe lightning in the bottle, but wasn't it more lightning in the bottle with Nick Foles and everything that happened post Carson injury?
So here's the problem is that 17, there's a shift change. There's a sea change. there's a shift in the coaching staff. You lose Reich and DeFilippo.
Right. So maybe that's part of it.
So since 17, and you look at 18, 19, and 20, Nick Foles rescued the season in 18. In 19, it takes the Cowboys' historic choke job for them to go 9-7 and eke out the division.
Okay.
I mean, you know, not exactly great accomplishments. Now, there's all kinds of factors there. The receivers are horrible.
Well, that's a thing, yeah.
But, I mean, have those two had success?
No.
Other than the 17?
Now, I'll come back with this, because last year, what did we complain about a lot? That they didn't go downfield enough, right? Remember we had Dan Orlovsky on, and he basically said exactly what you said earlier that day in the show. I still remember from last season, where you said you want Carson to be a guy that averaged about 15 yards per attempt, and Orlovsky later came on and said, hey, Carson Wentz is a guy that can't do dink and dunk. He's a guy that needs to go 15 yards per completion. And we saw that last week they attempted it. It just wasn't smart that they tried attempting it last week after sack number 4, after sack number 5, number 6, number 7. It looks like he wanted to go downfield because he knows he has the personnel with the speed and Rager and Jackson out there, but they only played 50% of the snaps and the offensive line was dreadful. So
right, DeSean Jackson played 54% of the snaps.
Right, but is that Doug and Carson not mixing well?
Yeah,
percentage of snaps? Like, I'm hoping.
I'm just reading you what people are saying on the text.
Right, but I'm saying I think some people are overreacting a little bit after one pretty bad loss.
It's one game. However, the two seasons prior to that, what'd you see with the two together?
It wasn't fantastic. It really wasn't.
You know, again, I don't know. Maybe it's just one game. We'll get it together, and everything will be beautiful. Right?
That'd be nice.
But all this stuff is what people are thinking. And yeah, you know what? It's one game, and we go overboard. You know why? Because we're scared. And we care. And we're worried that Carson isn't the franchise guy. I want to give you coming up. We'll give our picks. We'll go around the league. And then I want to get all the callers up. And I want to go Carson or. Because already we got one guy, Jim from the Palm, says he's going Joe Burrow over Carson. Without a thought, he said. Fall's almost here. And no better way to drive into a new season. Then behind the wheel of a new vehicle for my guys at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the uncles, I tell you about the uncles all the time. They are fantastic. They love taking care of you, just like they have been for the past three generations. Plus, this month is Jeep Adventure Days, and that means you get big, big, big savings. There's never been a better time to drive home that new Jeep you've always wanted. Get on the road. Start your adventure with 0% APR financing for 72 months. You know what that equates to? 6 years, no interest. That's right. You'll get always get a safe, fast, friendly experience. You love Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. They come out, talk to you. Little Frank, who will work out all the deal. He's the GM. He's fantastic. All the salespeople. Amanda, who's Greg's daughter. I mean, just the greatest people. I'm telling you, check it out. The showroom is open. Test drives, curbside pickup. You can buy online, deliver it to your doorstep, wherever you want it. Just remember, when you get your at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're always more than a customer. Yes, your family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online, familyautos.com, and see the uncles for details.